good, happy morning. This is Pastor Bill. It's Monday. It is March 11th. I'm bringing you news and focus entitled, U.S. warns health officials to be alert for deadly new virus. This is found on Reuters.com last Thursday, March 7th. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, on Thursday warned state and local health officials about potential infections from a deadly virus previously unseen in humans that has now sickened 14 people and killed 8. Most of the infections have occurred in the Middle East, but a new analysis of 3 confirmed infections in Britain suggests the virus can pass from person to person rather than from animal to humans, the CDC said in its weekly morbidity and mortality report on Thursday. Imagine being the one that has to do that report. I'm here for the morbid report. Anyway, the virus is a coronavirus, part of the same family of viruses as the common cold and the deadly outbreak of severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, that first emerged in Asia in 2003. The new virus is not the same as SARS, but like the SARS virus, it is similar to those found in bats. So far, no cases have been reported in the U.S. According to the CDC's analysis, the infections in Britain started with a 60-year-old man who had recently traveled to Pakistan and Saudi Arabia and developed a respiratory illness in January 24th. Samples from the man showed he was infected with both the new virus and with H1N1 or swine flu. Incidentally, that might be why countries are so reticent to take in foreigners, except for the U.S., we're not so much. And they just, I mean, it took one man to bring the disease to Britain. It reminds me of the television movie series, The Stand, based on Stephen King's novel, which, of course, I don't recommend Stephen King, but the miniseries was acceptable. It showed how easy viruses can be spread. This man subsequently passed the infection to 2 members of his household, a male with an underlying illness who became ill on February 6th and then died, and a healthy adult female in the household who developed a respiratory illness on February 5th. But did not need to be hospitalized and has recovered. The Center for Disease Control said people who develop a severe acute lower respiratory illness within 10 days of returning from the Arabian Peninsula or neighboring countries should continue to be evaluated according to current guidelines. The health agency said doctors should be watchful of patients who develop an unexplained respiratory infection within 10 days of traveling from the Arabian Peninsula or neighboring countries. Symptoms of infection with this new virus include severe acute respiratory illness with fever, cough and shortness of breath. Neither the CDC nor the World Health Organization has issued travel restrictions related to the virus. And so, this new virus, it's interesting. What should we say about it from a biblical perspective? Well, number one, in times when God wishes to send a deliverer, as in Moses in Exodus 1 and 2, the world is busy killing the children. So while you're busy saying, why would a God of love allow viruses to take people's lives if he's all-powerful and he's all-loving? Incidentally, you know how people sound so satanic when they start questioning the character of God of the word if. Yea, has God said. He knows that if you eat the fruit, you'll be just like him. That's Genesis 3. But I also want to say that sometimes viruses are not only an indirect act of being in a sin-cursed world. Exodus, God promised the Jews that he would give them pure water and good food and keep them free from the diseases of the Egyptians if they would honor him. By application, I don't think it's far-fetched to say that America is going to become sicker and sicker as they continue to run away from the Lord. So if you want a pragmatic reason for revival, then how about sickness going away? How about that? The book of Revelation, chapter number 6, going through this in our adult Sunday school class. We had 85 yesterday because of, oddly enough, sickness. And the fact that I think we had 7 or 8 of our own in nursery. And a good number of people just fell prey to the dreaded daylight savings time change. In Revelation 6, verse 8, verse 7 rather, when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given to them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. So, back to that fourth beast. The fourth beast opened the fourth seal, or I should say that lamb opened the fourth seal, and the fourth beast said, come and see. And we have this fourth horse, death and hell, and it's to kill the earth with sword, hunger, with death. That word death there appears to go parallel with Matthew 24, where the Lord said that there would be, according to Matthew 24 and verse number 6, you'll hear of wars, rumors of wars. Verse 7, nation shall rise against kingdom, kingdom against kingdom, famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Pestilences, pestilences, viruses, living organisms that cause disease, pestilences. Now, I will tell you right off the bat that I do believe that that is in the context going to happen in the beginning of sorrows or the beginning of the tribulation period. I am not dogmatic on that. I do believe Scripture in Matthew 24, Revelation 6 seems to indicate that that will happen beginning in a grand scale, in a biblical scale, cataclysmic scale, in the 70th week of Daniel, the tribulation period. No question, though, that we're going to see more of it as we get closer to that dreadful day. What should the believer say? What should the believer say? I'm glad you asked. Psalm 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, or for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, the Most High, thy habitation. And so, believer, you stay in the secret place of the Most High, and that pestilence won't touch you. Am I saying you won't get sick? No, I'm saying, generally speaking, God will protect his people from this disgust that is brought upon us because of the sins of a nation. Though they claim to be Christian, many of them, they wouldn't know Jesus if they met him in the middle of the road. This is Pastor Bill. Next time someone asks you about the character of God, how could a God of love or a God of power allow disease? Just remind them that he's been trying to send deliverers since 1973, and we've killed over 50 million. Probably someone in there was able to bring the deliverance for which even the agnostics prayed, and the atheists. Interesting how this probably works, and the listeners, this might make you irate, but many of the people out there who are atheists because God didn't answer their prayer. For example, Mama died of cancer. Surely that is tragic. But I wonder, how many atheists are pro-abortion? I wonder how many atheists became atheists because they thought a woman had the right to kill God's deliverer. If so, welcome to Moses' Day. This is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening.